Why were they really arrested? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. After repeated televised confessions, the case of the 15 British sailors arrested by Iran now appears to be in the hands of the diplomats, and not a moment too soon. I think the mullahs were about to give them their own primetime sitcom. I mean, they looked way too relaxed, don't you think? Smiling? One sailor walks to the map and points out exactly where they trespassed, like he was just one of those men who never asked directions, almost as if they knew the whole thing was a joke. And now, the Independent of Britain is reporting it may have had nothing to do with the British at all. In January, U.S. helicopters raided an Iranian liaison office in northern Iraq, intending to capture the head of Iranian intelligence. They ended up instead with five junior officers who were still in custody. Then in February, Iraqi gunmen bearing official government ID abducted an Iranian diplomat in Baghdad. Iran suspects U.S. involvement in that, too. So connecting the dots, the Iranians may have seized the British sailors to put pressure on the United States, which makes this whole thing doubly outrageous because it would mean that Iran was punishing one country for something done by an entirely different country. It would be like you're attacked by Group A, but you can't get back at Group A, so you go off and attack Group B just because you don't like them. And that's why Iran's leaders have this reputation for irrationality, because no rational leader retaliates for an attack from Group A by attacking Group B. I mean, can you think of anyone? Can you? Oh, you can. Well, darn. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.